This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in Dom Giordano's show. One of our favorites, of course, whether we're down at the Jersey Shore or we bring him here to you from Talk Radio 95.5 WPG. The guy who Talkers Magazine, the trade magazine, says pound for pound, it's the most impactful show in America. The morning voice of the Jersey Shore, Harry Hurley, with us on Talk Radio 1210. Harry, welcome back in. Congratulations. New Jersey power rankings are out, and you got to go through all those progressives, but we still find Harry Hurley in there.
Oh, Dom, we made it, and it is great to be on your show.
So, Harry, first thing I wanted to talk about, the mind of Donald Trump. You and I have talked about some of the twists and turns of this. You worked with him as a big-time casino executive. So, you know, RFK Jr., if he gets through, which I think there's a pretty good shot, will have a lot of power day to day. But I was talking today about the agriculture secretary, of all things, not the type of guy that he wanted because he wants to play off that. Trump recognizes you don't screw around in America too much with farmers and all those entities that are in there, particularly junk food. And he doesn't go with that person, indicating, hey, Trump's got guardrails here.
He does. He's a disruptor, but at the same time, that's a great way to describe it, Dom. He does have guardrails. He doesn't get credit for having guardrails. You know, those that criticize him just think he's a wild cowboy. You know, remember the old line used to be like Reagan. He was going to get us into wars and all these things. But after all, the guy with 50, 60 years in office was the guy that started wars all over the world. Trump started none, and he'll end. Even Putin knows it, that he has to end that war once Trump becomes president. So, yeah, that's a great way to put it. If you look at the job that President Trump has done with the cabinet, the pace of his selections, and I said it from second one. I don't know what you thought, Dom. I believe he was playing four-dimensional chess with Matt Gaetz. If Matt Gaetz made it, he would have been shocked and he would have taken him because he knows that Matt Gaetz would have taken care of business at DOJ. I believe he knew Matt Gaetz wasn't going to make it. But then if there was any other trouble, Pete Hegseth, for some reason, they're trying to make a big deal that Tulsi Gabbard somehow, how is she not qualified? It's unbelievable. And the Nancy Wasserman Schultzes of the world calling her a Russian asset and things like that. Matt Gaetz going down, crashing and burning, almost makes it that every other Trump nominee will be confirmed.
You want to take that bet?
Well, it's tough. It's like Tiger Woods or the field.
I will
treat you to your favorite lunch in Atlantic City.
Okay.
And this is a sucker's bet, but I'm the visiting team on the Dom Giordano
show. That's
not
fair. We got to put something in it to make this.
I really believe it. I don't see any. Kennedy was going to be an Obama cabinet person. He would have been confirmed enthusiastically. Why won't he be confirmed now? He'll be confirmed. Tulsi Gabbard will be confirmed. Kristi Noem, they'll all be confirmed. Yes, I'll take the bet. Every nominee is going to be confirmed.
All right. We'll see. I don't want to bet against it, but I have to for this. So, Harry, let's go to deportation. And this is what I see Trump doing. Trump is not going to have the military knocking on doors and all that. It's going to be the ICE agents, the sheriffs across the country who are deputized can do this. There's a federal program. and the military will be logistics support and all the rest. How do you see it?
Here's how I see it. Why would anyone complain? They will, I say on the Dom Giordano show in Dom Time, Trendiragua. Who would complain about going after these guys that are doing what they're doing in our country and all the other people that we know? There are enough bad guys that Holman and the whole kit and caboodle, they're going to be so busy. In the beginning, it's not going to be going after beautiful families and things like that. They're going to go after all the bad guys. So there's going to be plenty of them to take down, and they're going to get grief because that's what the other side does. But the American people support more than 60% the Trump plan. So he'll be fine. It is going to be mass deportation, but it's going to be drug traffickers, gangbangers, you know, human smugglers. How about the 300,000 plus children that they don't even know what's happened to them? How about that 2-year-old baby that walked into our country, 10-year-old boy today? I mean, no, he'll be fine.
Yeah, there'll come a point where there might be a debate then about what are these others. But you're right. There's 1.3 million who are under a deportation order. That's low-hanging fruit. So, Harry, let's turn to the governor's race. Really interested in what you say about this. Both, I know you know both parties very well, the two major candidates on the Republican side. The Democrats will try to pick a camouflage candidate, ultimately, if their base lets them. But boy, I got to make it, the odds are on the Republican, if it's a right Republican, maybe 55-45 to win this time around. Going in, the wind at their back, Trump has proven this. So what are you looking at to determine as the primary starts?
Well, very simple. Jack Cittarelli got 48.5% of the vote in 2021. Let's start there. Had the Republican National Committee listened and believed that he could win, they believed in garbage polls, like Ann Seltzer-type polls. If they would have helped Cittarelli, Cittarelli would already be running for his second term. Let's start there. Only Cittarelli can beat the Democrat, no other Republican. It will be Cittarelli. And it will be Gottheimer on the Democrat side. Book it on the Dom Show. That's your race right there.
Okay. Now, I'm interested that you say that. I'm very glad that you're one of the few people. The others are kind of wishy-washy, playing both sides against the middle here, telling me all
not
kinds
me.
Of stuff. But Cittarelli, though, is would Trump be behind him, given, I won't say he was anti-Trump, but he wasn't in the fore of Trumpian policies in the past.
Well, let's put it this way. You have Bramnick, you have Spadia.
Yes.
The absolute horrible things they said about Trump disqualifies them if you're talking about purely being the Trumpian candidate. Cittarelli, and it was a criticism that I did have at the time, he was less supportive of Trump than I would have liked. But Cittarelli came around, and he came around a long time ago. Cittarelli is the Trump Republican. I know somebody else is faking like they are, but Cittarelli is the Trump Republican in the race. I think that President Trump may wind up staying out of the New Jersey race. I say that qualified because that's not confirmed, but that's what I think is going to happen. And left to his own devices, Cittarelli will not be able to be defeated in the Republican primary, nor in the general election. Let me put one other fun fact on the Dom Show. It is this. Democrats, since 1961, have not won three straight terms. So that would be 60-some years, whatever that is, 63 years of history. New Jersey goes back and forth. They always reward the candidate. You have to earn it. As you know, New Jersey, the most densely populated state in America, more than 9 million people. You have to earn it, and you usually have to lose the first time. Jim Florio lost. He won the next time. Christy Whitman lost narrowly to Bill Bradley. She won the next time. Jim McGreevy lost very narrowly to Christy Whitman. He won the next time. And I feel it, and I almost want to say I know it. Cittarelli is going to win it this time.
Now, I'm a little bit disturbed that it's Gottheimer. I don't know him only from afar, but he's what I fear, not fear, versus the others, who it's a slam dunk. he can masquerade better, that he's not.
Correct.
Yeah. That's
well,
the
you
problem.
Know, you
yeah.
know, Dom, you know how I do it. I say what I think.
Yep.
It's not that I want Gottheimer. It's that I believe
right.
that much like Phil Murphy, one time Steve Sweeney, the former Senate president, and Steve Phillip, the mayor of Jersey City, once it was going to be one of the Steves, and then along came Phil Murphy. The two of them got high-elbowed right out of the race. Murphy goes on to win two terms. Gottheimer is going to crush Sweeney and Gottheimer and the rest, or rather, Phillip and the rest. It's going to be Gottheimer.
Now, I was hoping, though, for the NJEA president, given my background in education, et cetera, and for talk radio's sake, my God, he has no shot, though, right?
Yeah, in my estimation, and people keep saying, that he does, no shot. They're not even united. You know, the money is controlled by the most liberal faction, but even the rank and file. No, I don't think he would win if only NJEA members could vote in the Democrat primary.
I hear it.
He will not win. It will be Gottheimer.
What's the overriding issue? Is it something like parental rights, or is it more there will be an incident or a trend that starts that plays into the broader ideological differences of the two sides?
I believe it's taxes, it's fees, it's woke, is broke, is a joke, and a desire now to, just like the American people decided that America lunged way too far left over the past 4 years, and Trump enjoyed such, you know, that some try to say he didn't have a mandate. Oh, no. Yes, he did have a mandate. First Republican to win the popular vote in 24 years, and we could go on and on and on. Every battleground state, what he did with Hispanic voters, African-American voters, particularly male African-Americans. Now, there's a change in this country right now. Like the Jaguar commercial is just one of the silliest things. Like, they didn't get the memo. Volvo did get the memo and went pro-family. Mm-hmm. I believe New Jerseyans, it's now not a blue state. Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by 16 points. Kamala Harris beat Donald Trump by less than five. Cittarelli lost by a point and a half. New Jersey is a swing state now.
I think it is. And that's Harry is delightful, but shocking to me. Maybe not to you. Maybe you saw this coming, but the breakthrough all of a sudden. What did it, though? What is it, just a tipping point?
I think this is a repeat of when Democrats were in control of the House of Representatives for 40 straight years.
Right.
And along came the class of 1994 in the midterm election, won the Senate, won the House for the first time in 40 years, worked very well with Bill Clinton. Remember, he did triangulation, and he went with education reform, welfare reform, and all these things that they, of course, the Clintons disavowed to try to win her the presidency. But I think it's just like that. You know, sometimes people get, not you, but people will get too, they overthink the House.
Mm-hmm.
America is cyclical. They go one direction, and it's like, whoa, I don't like that anymore. Then they go the other direction. So the pendulum is, in my estimation, merely swinging back in a more reasonable, more moderate. We're a center-right country. We're not a hard-left, kooky, socialist republic. So I think it's as simple as that.
Well, I still think Jersey is, but you are there. You're the man that knows Jersey, so I'll go along with you. Only look at afar. What can they do next in Jersey? If it's changing, that's all for the good. Harry, where do people find you? What should they do?
The WPG Talk Radio 95.5 app or WPGTalkRadio.com.
Harry, thank you. To be continued. Have a nice weekend.
Honor to be on your show. Belated. Happy Thanksgiving to you
to
and
you,
your lovely bride.
Thank you,
see
Harry,
you,
very much. Harry Hurley here on Talk Radio 1210. I like it that he's straight up and he said, now look, Harry's the guy that vouched to me for Jeff Van Drew. You know, I said, Jeff Van Drew, from what I know, seems to be a pretty moderate Democrat, a pro First, Second Amendment, all that stuff. Remember when he was ready to make the switch? But a lot of people, oh, I'm not buying any of this stuff, right? In the beginning, look at Jeff Van Drew, look at where he is now. Now, I do hope he runs for governor. I don't know anything on that front. We should have him on next week, and we'll see where that is. All right, you heard Harry talking about Jack Chitterelli. You heard Matt Rooney saying that he's going to just bring you on his show, et cetera, what he sees happening in this primary. It's going to be a fierce primary. And who is the Republican that can defeat, finally, in New Jersey again? It is cyclical. It's how Chris Christie won, although he was a great candidate the first time around. All right, more of your calls coming up, but first it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Has all the money gone?
All right, today we are playing for a pair of tickets to see the Pennsylvania Philharmonic perform the music of John Williams on December 15, 2024 at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. Great spot. We often do politics and pints there. Love the people there. Henry, what's the backstory?
Yeah, Dom. So in honor of Black Friday, you may have heard me play the song Material Girl by Madonna earlier in the show. I'm going to play a cover of Material Girl, and I want the famous actress / singer that is performing the song.
Ah, okay.
Easy enough, all right?
Yep.
Some boys kiss me, some boys hug me.
Another launch in a lot of ways. Holiday was the other one. She did it Live Aid. Mm-hmm. Look at her now. All right, hit us with who is covering that song, and we will send you off to the Zlock.
Parents of young children about 10 years ago definitely know this voice. I'll leave that in there as a hint.
Yeah, oh, sure. 855-839-1210, AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, all that we need from you is just push pound 1210. Give us your answer coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, in honor of deals today, Material Girl, who is covering this song? Let's go to Diane in Gloucester, New Jersey. Talk Radio 1210. Who's covering the song? Diane, hi.
Hi, I think it's Cyndi Lauper.
No, it is not. I could see how you might get that from there. Yeah, there's that in there. Let's go to Rachel in Moorestown. Who's covering the song, Rachel?
Idina Menzel.
Yes, nice guess. You are going off to the Zlock. Thank you, Rachel, very much. Thanks for playing today. And we'll do it again, picking up on Monday once again for a great prize. All right, a couple of things going on at 855-839-1210. You got the side question. Deal of the day on what else, this being the ultimate deal day. But I'm intrigued by this, and I know we reach out there, but even here locally. A lot of articles again today, and I thought this was settled a few years back. The debate over hunting season. Now, it's on my mind because on Wednesday in Pennsylvania, we did something that's not an official holiday, but it's widely celebrated with people being off or doing something. And in certain parts of Pennsylvania, we're told that schools shut down. Nobody goes. It's hunting season. It used to be on the Monday, right? After Thanksgiving. Now it's on Saturday. And you would think that would be more convenient, but apparently there's still a lot of resistance against that because people, I guess, feel they have to go on the first day and they've just, you know, they're in a family holiday mode and then they have to go off hunting for I don't know how long. And it just underlines how certain parts of Pennsylvania, how rural they are, different culture. All these places that Scott Presler's on telling us, you know, he's out there in Pike and he's in Monroe and all these places. I'm not sure which counties exactly are the biggest. But hunting season still being debated. And they did this, they thought, to free up people so that they could go on a Saturday. I remember the first time it happened and there was quite a resistance. Apparently, there still is. All right, 855-839-1210. You will get on board. You heard Harry Hurley, who knows the mind of Trump pretty well. And I just saw that the Trump transition team publicly said, no, they are not going to go with executive order and take out of the military on Inauguration Day, at least then. People that are transgender. So let's talk about that. How do you feel about that? I mean, I made the point the other day that Trump's going to go after certain aspects of this. But I just had the conversation with Harry Hurley when people say that Trump just goes wild in a particular area. That really hasn't happened once he's in power. He's more calibrated, more weaving and bobbing on these things. For example, that's one, the transgender thing. I think he's going to focus in other areas with any kind of executive order where I like him to go, which is he's going to go after males in female sports. Now, there'll be a lot of backlash. Hard to believe, but that's what'll happen. With the deportation, he's not going to use the military. He's not going to be a massive roundup of a million people. You're not going to see that. And you can tell me if that disappoints you. That's fine. This is going to be more calculated, though, than it was made out to be. And you're going to see big things, but not necessarily everything that some people want over a particular issue. It's going to be more controlled, and I mentioned the guardrails with RFK Jr. with his agriculture secretary. That's what that's about. All right. It's not going to be, I mean, Trump's going to be directing most of this stuff. I don't know about day to day, but the big things that happen, the broader things that happen, he's going to be the one doing that. And his instincts are not to go and do something just to make a splash. These things will be dramatic enough in their own right. So again, what is it that you hope on that first day we're going to see? 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. Looking at a story today, illegal migrant crime, the guesstimate is, cost $166.5 billion last year. And you're going to see a fierce debate, and I'm ready for this. Over the years, the other side saying that people that are here illegally commit a much lower rate of crime. How is that logical? How would we even hazard any kind of shot in the dark with it? It's very difficult to tell. But the preliminary indicators are that if you have a criminal, they're going to commit continual acts of crime. And people that are here illegally are no different. And there might be more of them. And the information we have of what they've done in previous countries. I mean, we have South American gangs now, today we're hearing, were the ones who burglarized the homes of Mahomes and Kelsey and other NFL stars because they know when they're playing. We've heard it here in Abington. One was a Chilean gang. So this idea that there's no crime here, Americans are the ones committing the crime, is ridiculous. Same thing with Mexico telling us we're the problem with illegal weapons. We're making the drug cartels have to make fentanyl because people want it in this country. All ridiculous. And Trump's job is to kind of wade through this whole thing and come to some kind of ground that the American people are going to be happy with. And I can only offer you that, again, this transgender thing started to be reported that Trump was going to sign an executive order saying you're out of the military. They've just said this afternoon, a little while ago, no, that's not true. the Trump transition team. All right, let's go to Chris in South Philly. And Chris, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, afternoon to you.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving again.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, I got one for you. How about Lando Calrissian when he made a deal with the Empire and backstabbed Han Solo?
What was the deal again?
They got to take over Cloud City.
All right. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. You get on board. You can jump in. All right. As I said, watch for Trump to zig and zag a lot. You know that by now, right? The other side is just waiting for something that seems to be, they want the picture. They want the moment. Remember, they're still going back to the so-called separation of mothers and children, families and children at the border, completely bypassing the unaccompanied minors, completely bypassing that a lot of those films, those stills, were during the Obama years. We still see that being played out. That's not what's going to happen. It's going to be the stay in Mexico policy. That is the number one thing to be done day one that's going to curtail this. All right, more of your calls, and don't forget we've got a winner for the week today, too. Hey, first, Black Friday, busy as ever, no time to cook. Well, no worries. Let me remind you how much Captain Chuckie's has to offer for your holiday table. So whether you're hosting or going to gatherings, remember how much you can stock up at Captain Chuckie's. Now, we all know Captain Chuckie's known for their fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught golf shrimp, and soups. Don't forget those. Captain Chuckie's, though, is teaming up with some well-known family-owned businesses to offer some other great products. Captain Chuckie's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia have now launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread. Available right now, the specialty bread, the Bang Bang Cheese Specialty Bread, is available at two businesses this weekend. Captain Chuckie's, most locations, and Marciano's of Maniunk in Philadelphia on Umbria Street. To get the Bang Bang Cheese Specialty Bread for the weekend and for your holiday gatherings, you go to most Captain Chuckie's locations, visit the website, welovecrabcakes.com, call the location nearest you for details. Marciano's, 4653 Umbria Street in Maniunk. This is for today and this weekend only, meaning today, Saturday, and Sunday. For both businesses selling this item, a partnership between Marciano's and Captain Chuckie's, and both say happy holidays. But there's a lot more with Captain Chuckie's also. In addition to that, Captain Chuckie's most locations also has a Taste of Philly section that carry the following family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cakes, Marciano's Specialty Bread, Pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Fully Famous Clams Casino, and the Vera Pasta Company of Westchester, who produce Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including their three different raviolis, their own lobster, banging crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli, and their own jarred blush sauce. Check out the website and local Captain Chuckie's for availability. And don't forget, though, the Dom Roll, my roll, that Dom Roll. Here's where you go. It's simple. There's a location near you. Just go to welovecrabcakes.com. Welovecrabcakes.com. And if you're headed to the shore, don't forget, Captain Chuckie's is there too. Visit CaptainChuckie'sAtTheShore.com. All right, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. The other thing I wanted to mention here, we're talking about Trump and how this plays out, are the tariffs. The media all over this. Trump is not going to be blowing up the economy with wild tariffing. You know that. We see what he did with China before. With Mexico, it's a game of leverage here. All right. And Mexico seemingly getting this, then pushing back. It's a push-pull, push-pull that will be going on. It's another tool. It's not a bludgeon that he's going to be using. I don't see it coming out that way, and I don't see the Mexicans, you know, fully capitulating on this publicly anyhow. But this will be a constant back and forth with Mexico. What's our other alternative? To bomb the cartels, to attack them? I'm open to that. This just can't go on. It's not going to go on with this country and their nonsense constantly. That's the message from Trump. That's the message from America. All right, so 855-839-1210. That gets you in. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Drew, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, thank you very much. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we did. Thank you.
Hey, Dom, I know the Matt Gaetz story. I know it's old news, but, you know, I just have a theory. You're probably going to think it's crazy, but I think Donald Trump knew that the hearings were going to get ugly. So he knew Gaetz had no shot, but he put him there just to feel them out, just to feel the senators out. It's almost like his version of a rope-a-dope, you know what I mean? Just to wear them out and punch themselves out and just to see where it would go. But yeah, I know it's old news now, but I just
I hear you, but, that. You know, I'm not in that camp. Well, I don't think that's a sound thing here. Do you think they're going to ease up on the big three of Tulsi, Pete, and RFK Jr. just because Gaetz went down in flames?
Of course not. Of course not. But he just wanted to see maybe how it would go. But like I said, I didn't think it would made much
well,
sense.
Well, look, yeah, I hear you. But when I got Pam Bondi sitting on the bench, she's everything, and she's going to drill down on this. She's a loyalist up and down the line. Brilliant woman. She's everything that you would want to do this. Yeah.
I agree. Hey, Dom, my side question answer. Back during World War II, the University of Notre Dame was an all-men's college.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they were really hitting some financial hardships. So the United States Naval Academy and U.S. government agreed to send some of their midshipmen through Notre Dame to help each other out, you know, to like revive the University of Notre Dame. And in their gratitude, Notre Dame agreed to put Navy on their football schedule.
Didn't know that.
Every year. And since right. that's happened, I think Navy has only won one time, so it worked out well for Notre Dame.
Without a doubt. I'm surprised they won once. I mean, you know, just when you look at the lines right there, you can know what's going to happen, no matter how creative or what you're going to do, even in a down year for Notre Dame, Army, Navy, Air Force, I think, has played them too. Oh, yeah, it's hard to believe. Okay, that's a good one, though. That's what we're looking for. That's the deal. Today, the ultimate in deals. Hit us with that all-time deal. One side benefited, or maybe both sides. And one that Drew had is a perfect example. You know, one of the things that President Trump certainly is going to crack down on is what the Biden administration has done to Christians. Religious freedom. Yeah, I still bring up the Richmond. Remember the memo? Go out and look at these people. They're dangerous, potential domestic terrorists because they're going to a mass in Latin. Take down their license numbers, check them out. And we never got the testimony of the Richmond people who did this, the office there. Well, a new report shows nearly 70% of Biden administration's education enforcement arm. Yeah, the Education Department has an enforcement arm targeted Christian and career colleges. And the colleges in question were this Grand Canyon College, two of the nation's most prominent Christian universities, Grand Canyon University and Liberty University, which has been out of the news for a while, were subject to scrutiny for what they said. They faced record level of fines. Apparently, they claim that they did not tell people what the real tuition would be. I got to see the particulars on that, but the overkill on this and the FACE Act, that's the act they got Mark Houck on. That's when they come and raid your house, if you remember, anything around an abortion clinic. Look, I get in broad terms what they're trying to do. They're saying you're not going to disrupt abortion, but the enforcement and the penalties around this and the fact that we have criminals running all over the city of Philadelphia, there's no sense of that. But let's go and invade Mark Houck's house at 7 o'clock in the morning with seven kids in the house, heavily armed. You remember that, even state police in addition to FBI, et cetera. So just new report, how much enforcement went toward the Christian slash also career colleges, but the Christian colleges. And we've seen this. And the reason that Harris didn't do as well this time, let's face it, Americans saw Biden as this, quote, Catholic slash devout Catholic. He was able to masquerade on that, even though a lot of his positions should have been called out by the bishops who are cowardly on this stuff. Harris couldn't summon that. She couldn't call that up. And as a result, Trump won among that demographic much more handily than he did before with Biden. But this administration and the tenor of this, those parenting centers, those pregnancy centers, the manner in which they've gone after them, up and down the line, that's going to all change. There will be a big change in this. And the bottom line is, this is about religious freedom. It's the same way that the Amish came on board in resounding numbers in Pennsylvania. Now, I'm not saying they won the election alone. And Scott Presler was so on top of this. That's a big voting block, Ohio, Pennsylvania, a few other places. It was the raw milk thing slash their religion, their culture there, respecting that. This administration was one of the worst to go down. And Democrats will want to continue that. They don't believe in that. They're antagonistic toward all this stuff. So let's watch for those reforms. And who knew the Education Department, this enforcement mechanism or group that they have there. And again, you know, the odds are tough to get rid of the Education Department. You know, once it gets in there, it becomes tougher. It will take a lot from Trump. But the big thing to do with Linda McMahon in there is to curtail it, to diminish it, to neuter it so that we don't see these things. And in the meantime, to try to rouse enough people to say the American people clearly don't want this. There's no need for it. It's a state slash local issue. That's where these things ought to be resolved. Not a bunch of bureaucrats, sometimes thousands of miles away, with no sense of anything, just threatening. That seems to be one of the major things they do, threatening people with all kinds of things if they don't comply. All right, so 855-839-1210, that'll get you in. Jump on board. We have the lightning round next. Hit us with that all-time deal today so we get your name into the hat and we get that Trump book off to you. Ah, this is a good one. And it's one that's very historic, coming up, to put it mildly, that caused a lot of issues. By the way, I'm looking at this story in the Inquirer. Now we're seeing parental groups and public school students that are against the proposed 76ers arena. They're talking about parents of children who attend over more than 50 public and charter schools across the areas that will be affected by this. They claim all kinds of problems with public transportation. They claim safety issues, et cetera, coming out of this. By the way, I've seen that the Sixers are proposing to give to people that have a membership, a season pass, season ticket holders, to give them free SEPTA for a year. Oh, my goodness. So they're going to send bodyguards. They're going to give them a Kevlar vest to wear on this. But face it, I'll tell you right here and right now, and I've said this from the very beginning, look at all these groups, look at all these reasons against it. In the end, it's not going to matter. They're going to shove this through because of the forces behind it, including the building trades, who put the mayor in there, big force of that. They want to do it. They're going to work them over. They're going to get it done. You know, it reminds me very much of the soda tax. Remember how much that was fought over? But what they did is they got one group of unions to give them all these building projects in playgrounds and all, and they were willing to let the other union, the people who hauled soda, they didn't stand with them. They said, fine, take them out. You give us stuff. Same thing's happening here. They don't care, no matter how many arguments you make, historic Chinatown, culture and all this. So what? We want this. The Sixers want it. I would argue, can you imagine this passing if the Sixers are still, but if 3 wins, 5 wins, whatever it might be, Joel Embiid on another rampage of nonsense, and they're voting around this? You know, it shouldn't matter. That's not the main thing, how the team is doing. But it is amazing how far this goes. I've seen it before. I had a lawsuit at one point around the stadium. Got it all the way to the Supreme Court, Superior Court. We lost 3-2 or whatever the configuration was there. Will this go to any courts to say, you got to be kidding me?
I'd be willing to bet that the performance of the team will have a direct effect on the stadium proposal.
If they
keep going the way they're going this year and they flame out spectacularly and they just drive everyone away, like, for, you know, this is the whatever 10th straight year of the process, and they just, there's just no hope for them. I don't know how many people are going to be still rallying behind this, if there are any at this point.
It's the right people. It's the building trade unions and the clout they have. And it's various, the ministers, black ministers group promised those jobs in the new stadium. I don't know if you need anything else. I mean, that's what the problem is. To your point, you're right. Who is it that really benefits by this? It's those groups. All right. Lightning round, though, is now. You get in at 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. Dom's Lightning Round is brought to you every day by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right. I just saw this on Staten Island now. A flash mob, dance mob, doing the Trump dance, a new thing. Expect to see it copied all over the place. Staten Island, there you go. Side question today. Hit us with that all-time deal. And this is a really, the repercussions of this are huge. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Greg, what's yours?
Dom, I'm going to go with the Treaty of Versailles.
Explain.
It put American power on the global map, and we're still here. Really put our thumb on the globe.
It did, but how about the downside? Isn't that what Germany resented and led to Hitler ultimately?
Yes. Yeah, it did. But
yeah,
where's
it's big.
He?
Yeah, it's big.
And where are they?
It's big. Yeah, it's true. No, but that was the thing that he went back to again and again and again. And my point being, was that too over the top, what they made Germany have to pay, etc.? Richard in Somerdale. Richard, afternoon. What's yours today?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Before I get to my question, I wanted to say I was surprised when Biden decided to give the two turkeys the pardon. I thought he was talking about Harris and Walt. But anyway.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
But my guy is Boston Red Sox trading Babe Ruth to the Yankees.
Yeah, and the Red Sox are not going to get Juan Soto. I don't care how they're posturing. They don't have. It's not going to happen.
That ownership group won't do it. They're a little cheap.
All right, so Henry, who are some of the contenders today?
Yeah, I like the ones where I learn a little something.
Yes.
Robert and Ben Salem gave me a little backstory I hadn't known about the Children's Tale Jack and the Beanstalk. And then the other one I really liked was Drew and Upper Darby's of the Notre Dame and Navy deal. I had no idea that's how they played every year. I just thought it's because Notre Dame loves cupcakes on their schedule.
Yeah, I did too. Let's go with Drew and Upper Darby.
Drew
put
Upper
them into
Darby.
The hat. Now, we only have 3 winners this week due to the holiday and due to all the nonsense, wild stuff. It was the greatest day in quite a while on Monday. So 3 contenders. Let's go.
Yeah. So Tuesday, we did an all-time catchphrase. Dave in Oakland said, first time, long time. You know, is that a lot of callers call in saying that. Wednesday, we did unofficial holidays. Leslie and Bryn Mawr won with another radio legend of Wing Bowl.
Yep.
And then today, obviously, we have Drew and Upper Darby's answer of the Notre Dame versus Navy deal. And if we put all of those into the hat... Boom. Tuesday's winner, Dave in Oak Lane. First time, long time.
That was great.
I think he's a first time prize winner, too. So good for him. Long time listener.
All right. So Dave's a winner now. On Monday, you know, I'll start rolling out some of my Christmas stuff, like who do you tip? Who's in your tipping circle? We have to curtail that. How much do you tip the tree guy? Always gets people. Let me write that one down.
Man.
The tree guy.
Yeah.
The white lights versus... the multicolored lights, that always, and a bunch of other things we'll mix it in. And don't forget, you'll be able to start to vote on the local person of the year, the regional, and the national. And we'll have the caller of the year later in December. So we have, Worthington, Linda Kearns, and Jeff Van Drew, local, regional, Scott Presler, Dave McCormick, and Sean Parnell. National, so far, I have Elon Musk, Robert Kennedy Jr., and Don Trump Jr. I kind of like the juniors in there. Right, check out my Twitter at DomShow1210. I'll start to put it up over the weekend, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. Thanks to Henry for producing today. Everyone have a great weekend. Again, follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.